Hello, friends. Thank you for listening in today to Bob Talk. My name is Bob Mann. Bob Talk are success ideas and suggestions that I'm offering to you for your consideration that will help you become better at what you do. These ideas and suggestions were learned by me over my career and served me well. They will serve you well, too, if you will apply and use them. These success ideas were given to me by my mentors, peers, bosses, partners, buyers, and many, many other sources. They helped form and create the success that I've become today. Bob Talk is designed for you, the listener. It is my attempt to give back as so many have given to me. It is intended to enlighten, to encourage, to remind you of things you already know but are not using. For some, it's a swift kick to your backside to remind you that life is short and you need to get going. Hopefully, it will be the ignition switch to get you to do whatever it takes to get your career booming and on the career path to greatness. We all strive for success and happiness in our lives. I hope this short talk today will help you find your way along the path. Today, I'm going to focus on you, specifically on building a better you. Most everyone I know working today are working hard for their employee, or if they own their own company, they're doing everything they can to grow their business, and nothing wrong with that. That's why you're being paid. That's what you're being paid to do. Everyone works hard to get promoted, to make more money, get bigger bonuses, job security, or if you're a business owner, you're looking to increase the size of your business or become more profitable. All noble causes. And the most dedicated employees spend most of their time at the office plotting and planning on how to grow their area of responsibility, whether it's sales, production, operation, logistics, whatever. Of course, that's when they're not checking Facebook and social media. Yeah. I'm going to say something very profound here, and I wish I could claim it as my own, but I can't. I'd give credit to whoever said it if I could find out the original source, but I don't know who it is, but still, you need to pay close attention. This may be the most important thing I say today, and if you only take away one thing from today's podcast, please remember this. Your income will not far exceed your personal development. Let me repeat it, then I'll explain it. Your income will not far exceed your own personal development. You need to work hard on yourself as you do on your job. Both will benefit. Too often we spend so much time just doing our job at work and then living our lives when we get home that we neglect to work on our most valuable asset, ourselves, and that is becoming better ourselves. Now, I'm not suggesting that you neglect your job responsibilities at work, but I bet you could find 30 minutes a day to work on you, whether it was cutting down on checking social media or reading a book 30 minutes a day when you go to lunch or taking a superior lunch or something. If you spend all your business time capital just on your job, you're not only cheating yourself, but you're cheating your employer. The reason smart, successful companies send their employees to training courses and programs is that they know that the more they develop and expand an employee's knowledge, talent, and expertise, the better and more efficient, plus more profitable that employee will be for the company. Ultimately, being more productive and profitable makes the employee feel more valuable. I had a CFO who was always trying to cut costs and complaining about us spending money on outside training for our employees. He'd say, well, what if we train them and they leave? And of course, my response was, what if we don't and they stay? I believe in training both corporately and personally. Train. It'll pay off in the long run for both the employee and the company. So today I'm going to share four things that I recommend you do to jumpstart your career. No matter where you are in your career, even if you're the top producer in the company, you and I both know you can do better. Too often people make excuses on why they're not more successful. And my response is, hey, we live in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. You can do anything within reason you set your mind to do. People are not rushing North Korea's borders to start a new life. They're all coming to America to live out the American dream. Sometimes I think we as Americans have become too complacent, make too many excuses. If you want something bad enough, you can be a success. Scientists say that even the smartest men and women use only 10% of their brain power. How much of that brain power are you using? I know I don't use 10% of mine. So today, we're going to start number one. Start today doing something. Take 30 minutes to an hour and do something 5 days a week. I don't care whether it's reading a self-help book, listen to a podcast, listen to a self-help tape, take someone smarter than you to lunch and just ask them questions. Just start. Start doing something. I used to tell people to stop right now and assess where they are and look at your strengths and weaknesses. And what happened was people spent all their time getting ready to get ready, and they never took any action. So I'm telling you, don't do that. Start today taking action. Do something. I want you to commit to take action today. 30 to 60 minutes a day for 5 days a week. Take the weekend off if you want. That's fine. But get started today doing something different every working day, and you'll start to see things start to open up, and new ideas will start to appear almost immediately. Write the new ideas down as soon as they pop into your head. Don't try to remember good ideas. Just write them down. Don't worry about acting on them right now. Just make sure you write them down. I'm a big believer in journaling. I believe if you write the ideas and thoughts down, at some point, maybe even months or years later, these ideas will pay off for you big time. They're paying off for me today, I can promise you. Continue taking the taking action phase for 30 days, and at the end of the 30-day period, then sit down and assess what happened. What seemed to give you the most return on investment or value? And think about how you can implement some of those ideas that you've written down into making you more productive in your area of responsibility, more successful, and how these ideas can translate into making you more successful, more productive, and making more money. That's what it's about, isn't it? But also spend some time understanding how your company, all your company's inner workings and their customers, and see if any of your new ideas can fit into growing the overall business of the company, not just your area of responsibility. That's where the big gains come in. That's what'll start paying big dividends for you personally and also for the company. Study how others in your company were successful. And now you're ready to share some of those ideas, or not all of them, but just some of the ideas with your superiors on how your new critical thinking and research can positively affect the company's bottom line. Set some goals. Now I know you've heard all your working life, oh, you got to set goals, you need to set goals. And there's a reason you've heard that all your working life. Because you need to do it because it gives you a good working document or a roadmap, if you will, to keep you focused. And it lets you see how far you come from where you started. It's kind of like keeping score, nothing more than that. So write your goals down, some kind of approximate timeline, doesn't have to be exact. Because without goals, you end up making a living, but not a life. But always remember, even with the goals you write down, you have nothing if you don't take action. Action is the key word here. Okay, the second thing getting you to building a better you is to start implementing your goals and your plan and improving yourself, taking action. Take an hour a day, 5 days a week, times 52 weeks. That's 260 hours a year. Reading, listening to tapes, listening to podcasts, taking people out to lunch, taking people out and just talking to them, asking questions, doing things that you haven't done before, and it'll help you become better informed about the overall picture of your business, the overall picture of everything going on in the workplace. Can you imagine how much smarter and more informed you'd be if you spent 260 hours working just to better yourself? Oh my God, you'd be incredible. The boss better start being worried about it. Think about it. On average, adults spend about 5 hours a day watching TV, social media, etc. With just a little bit of discipline, taking an hour a day, you can skyrocket your career. You can double your pay, triple your pay, you know, get promoted, gain financial security for your family and yourself. It's just a matter of your priorities. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you're already relatively probably pretty smart and doing well, and you may be in a place where you don't feel like you need to do anything else, or you don't feel motivated or committed to doing the extra work to lay the foundation for the increased income or promotion. And you know what? That's okay. Don't worry about it. That's your personal decision. It's your career. And as I stated at the beginning of this podcast, this is about building a better you. And it is about you. 100% your decision, not mine or anybody else's. So if you don't want to do this, that's okay. You don't have to. But if you do decide to spend an hour a day or whatever time limit you want to put on it, to invest back in you to build your future, here are a couple of suggestions I'd give to you. Number one, major in the majors. Make sure that you're working on things that'll pay off in dividends once you've identified some of these new ideas. Oftentimes, I'd see some of my sales guys that would be working on projects with vendors, and I'd say to myself, that's not going to go very far. And sure enough, they'd be successful with their vendor on doing it, but then when they were successful, it didn't pay very big dividends. They didn't sell that much. They didn't make any commissions. If you're going to work on something, make sure that you look at the overall picture. Make sure that you're majoring in the majors and not in the minors. And when you are successful with that program, that there's a big payoff at the end for it. The second thing is to be above average in everything that you do around the office and around your customers. Look the part, dress the part, and even act the part. Let your peers, your bosses, and your customers see what success looks like on you, even if you hadn't reached that pinnacle yet. It'll help you get there quicker. So make sure that you look the part, dress the part, talk the part, and act the part. It'll really make a difference in your life, I promise you. People will start seeing you in a whole different light. Okay, the third thing in building a better you is to find yourself a mentor, mentors, or sponsors. You can have more than one. You don't have just to have one. I've always been blessed to have bosses that took care of me or took me under their wing, so to speak, and really mentored me basically from my first job all through my working career, even to my last gig when my partner Dalton took this rough selling guy from Alabama and really helped polish and transform me into what I am today. Dalton and my former boss at Cameco, Ron Morris, were the two most influential mentors in business that not only taught me about business and selling, but about managing people, handling objections, handling crises with grace and diplomacy, and really both opened my eyes to the real business world I had no idea existed. Excuse me. I owe both so much for my development and for the success I've obtained today. I think all my bosses along the way kind of felt sorry for me and said, oh, that poor pitiful soul, we need to help him. No, that's not the truth. Really, I believe the reason I was blessed to have such good mentors and bosses was that, number one, I was willing and open to learn. I wanted to learn, and I wanted to be the very best Bob man I can be. And if you want to be the very best you can be and you're willing and open to learn, people will help you. I've always had a great positive attitude, and I'd work hard at keeping things in a positive light. Even when things were not going good, and believe me, we've had some challenging times, and you're going to have some challenging times. So they're not always going to be looking good, so make sure that you always have a positive attitude. Excuse me. And I was always a team player. I always tried to do the very best, what was very best for the team. Mentors and bosses are responsible for the overall business, and even though they may be your mentor, they have to look out for the entire business and the entire team. And you need to understand that the overall business comes first. You must do whatever it takes to support your mentor in taking care of the overall business. So in your quest for mentors or sponsors, make sure you're willing and open to learning. You have a positive attitude and be a team player. Also, your mentor does not necessarily have to be your boss or even in your industry. Pick someone you respect, and they exhibit the values and work habits that you do, and they respect you. Be prepared to work hard and do the things they ask. It's extra work for them, so don't make them work any harder than they have to or is necessary. And make sure you keep a positive attitude. Even if you're having a bad day or things are not going great for you, stay positive and upbeat and appreciate the mentors for what they are. And please, listen, please, please, please turn off your cell phone when spending time with your mentor. Make sure that you know that they know that you appreciate their time and the sacrifice they're giving to you and give them the respect that's intended. The last thing I'd recommend you talk to your mentor about is networking. I was blessed with all my mentors, and they knew so many influential people, and I got introduced to and became with so many of their influential friends just because of my relationship with my mentor. I got grandfathered in, so to speak. Make sure that you value your mentors as special gifts, because that's exactly what they are, and they can be a great value and resource for you in finding other people to network with. One quick tip I learned, I heard from John Maxwell, who's the guru on leadership training, he said that, and it's probably one of the best tips I've ever heard. He said that whenever he ended a conversation with one of his friends, he would always ask him, "Who do you know that I should know?" It's powerful. Who do you know that I should know? Man, what a great tip. I started to use that tip, and I've met some incredible people I would have never met before if I haven't asked that question to some people that I know, and they led me into a ring of people that I would have never had a chance to be in contact with. I would highly recommend that you do that with some of your peers, some of your friends, and just ask them, who do you know that I should know? It'll probably open up a whole new avenue of friends and network that you never knew existed. The fourth way, and the fourth and last way into building a better you is fail your way to success. I know that sounds crazy, but you have to learn to fail to succeed. You're going to make mistakes. You got to learn to grow from those mistakes, though. Making mistakes is where experience comes from. Just don't make the same mistake over and over and over again. You're going to get knocked down. The only difference between winners and losers is that winners keep getting back up. Regardless of how good you are, you're going to fail at some things. Albert Einstein said, "A person who never made a mistake never tried anything new." And that's the truth. Failure is okay. Quitting is not okay. Mentors are there to help give advice when you fail. And they'll tell you it's okay to fail. It's just not okay to quit. Many of your friends and family will tell you you can't succeed at doing this or that. Sometimes they don't want you to succeed because it shows them up. It makes them look bad. They'd rather you stay down in there in that black hole with them rather than being a shining light, because the brighter you shine, the more it's going to put a light on them as in their failures and them not being successful. So be careful with your friends and family, because they'll put negative vibes in you, and they'll put negative attitudes towards you, and they will not necessarily help you be successful. Michael Jordan said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed today." Friends, you got to learn to take the shot. If you don't ever take the shot, you never know whether you're going to make it or not. Murphy's Law is, if something can go wrong, it probably will. And that's true. You're going to make mistakes. Or as my dad used to say, plan for the worst, hope for the best. Make sure you have a plan. If things don't work out exactly right, you got to have a plan to take care of what goes wrong, but hope for the best. Don't blame others for your failure. Just know that failure is part of the road to success, and accept it for what it is, just another lesson. Learn from it, gain the experience from it, and move on. Okay, so let's recap building a better you. Don't forget, and this is number one, your income will not far exceed your personal development. That's number one. Your income will not far exceed your personal development. Know that you are your most valuable resource. Sometimes people don't look at that, but you are your most valuable resource. So make sure that you take care of you. The four things I recommend you do to jumpstart your career. Number one, start doing something today. Do something. Read books. Listen to podcasts. Go to lunch with somebody that's got more sense than you or knows more than you. Take some action today. Write down the ideas and start setting some goals. Number two, start implementing those goals. Spend an hour a day, 5 days a week, 260 hours a year, making yourself better at whatever you're trying to do. It'll make a difference, huge difference in your life, your finances, and everything as far as you moving up. Number three, find a mentor or a sponsor. Find somebody that you can trust, that trusts you, and let them help you become more successful. And number four, fail your way to success. Understand it's okay to fail. It's just not okay to quit. Thank you for listening to Bob Talk. I hope you will stop back by and listen to future podcasts. Hope this will help you build a better you and find the success and happiness you deserve. If you have any questions about today's podcast or questions in general, you can email them to me at bob@bobmenspeaks.com. Thank you, and hope you have a great day.